This is Ozarks at Large. During the September 11th weekend, a memorial event was staged on the new planned Patriots Park site, a $10 million housing development near downtown Fayetteville to accommodate low-income veterans. The new complex will stand on College Avenue across the street from UAMS Northwest and Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks. Jim Petty, the CEO of Strategic Realty in Van Buren, who develops affordable housing in the two-state region, is behind the project.
This is a true public-private partnership on the funding side, and it's actually a federal credit, federal program, but the tax credit is the primary source of funding, and it's about $8.6 million. And then there is a National Housing Trust Fund grant that's in this project, and it is about $1.65 million. And then there's other local resources, ourselves, Strategic Realty, and others of about $77,000.
The planned site is on a vacant parking lot at the intersection of College Avenue and North Street, which Petty is leasing from Washington County. The County Quorum Court approved the planned development earlier this summer. The development will revert back to the county after 15 taxable years under federal tax credit rules.
Units are available for the general public. Veterans have a preference. They have a priority, though. So I fully expect that all 60 units will be housing veterans or, you know, individuals connected to veterans. In other words, a survivor or a family that has a connection to a veteran. But working with the Veteran Services offices there and the VA, I fully suspect that this will be completely housing veterans in the area.
Petty answered the call when Washington County asked for qualifications to build accommodations for county veterans in critical need of housing. 60 low-income apartments will be built in three complexes with a centralized parking lot and community building.
So the units, there are one bedrooms, two bedrooms, and three bedrooms. There's 24 one bedrooms, 24 two bedrooms, and 12 three bedrooms. And there are varying degrees of qualifications, and I don't want to get real technical, but basically there are varying degrees of qualification. And depending on your income level, the rents range from $250 for a very low income veteran for a one bedroom, and then to a high of about $590 for a three bedroom.
Architectural plans and engineering schematics are being drawn up to be submitted to the city and county planners for approval, with groundbreaking expected later this year. And later on this Wednesday, Ozarks at Large, more conversations about affordable housing. A report last week from the Walton Family Foundation lists initiatives that Northwest Arkansas cities and communities can take together to make sure there's more affordable housing in the region. That conversation ahead on today's show.